Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Zvachim Daf Samach Vav Amud Bet, about to take a look at Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet of the seventh parak. V'chulan ein metamin bebeit habli'ah. In the list that we looked at of the korbanot that were done. Improperly, we say that none of them are metamim beit habliya, which means that even though the malika was done improperly, so it's pasul, it's still not called a nevela. Remember the rule that in nivlat of tahor is metamim beit habliya. Umoalin bahen, and meila still applies. Chutz mechatat ta'of sha'asalamata k'maseh chatat l'shem chatat, except a properly done chatat, where meila doesn't apply, because once it's done, it's all eaten by the kohanim, and therefore it is available for hanot. Now, olata of sha'asalamata k'maseh chatat l'shem chatat. So what if you did an olata of, but you did it totally like a chatat, location, intent, and procedure? Rabbi Lazar Omer Moalim Ba, there's still Me'ilah. Rabbi Shua Omer Ein Moalim Ba, he said there's not. And now we'll hear the arguments. Amar Bi Eliezer, his proof that there is still Me'ilah. Uma Im Chatat She'ein Moalim Ba Lishma, if you did a Chatat properly, there's no Me'ilah. Keshishina Shma Moalim Ba, but when you do it improperly, a Chatat Dan L'Shem Olah, everybody agrees there's Me'ilah still, because it's psula, ola shemualim ba lishma, kishishna shma enodin shimaluba, so ola, which even if done properly, there's me'ila. Certainly if you messed it up, there'd be me'ila. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua answered back, lo, imamarta b'chatat shishna shma l'shem ola, after all, when you did a chatat l'shem ola, you did a chatat shekin shina shma l'davar sheish bo me'ila. You changed it to something which has me'ila, which is an ola, meaning you did the chatat l'shem something that even if done properly has me'ila. Tomar b'ola shina shma l'shem chatat, you can't say the same thing about an ola done l'shem chatat, because shekin shina shma l'davar sheish bo me'ila. Because after all, if a chatat were done properly, then it would have no me'ilah, so you did the olah l'shem chatat, you have no kal v'chomer. Amar lor b'liezer, so he brings another proof. Vare kodshei kodashim shishchatan b'darom, u'shchatan l'shem kodshim kalim yochichu. Let's say you did kodshei kodshim outside of the north, some other place of the Azara, and did it l'shem kodshim kalim. Shekein shinat shram l'davar shein bo me'ilah, after all, shlomim do not have me'ilah, at least the part you can eat. And that's critical. Umoalin bahen, and nonetheless, there's still me'ilah because it's kodshe kodshim that you did in the wrong location. L'shem kodshim kalim, but there's still kodshe kodshim. Afatal titmal ha'olaf mishnat shma l'davar shein bo me'ilah shimaluba. So he said the same thing. If you did this this olah l'shem chatat, even though you changed it to something that would not have me'ilah, there's still me'ilah. Amar lo Rav Yeshua, Yeshua's counter is lo. Im amarta b'kodshei kodashim shchatan b'darom, u'shchatan l'shem kodshim kalim. After all, you did them in the south, but you did them l'shem and did them l'shem kodshim kalim. Shekenin shinat shmam l'davar sheyesh bo iser v'heter. After all, as I mentioned, the shlamim is not all me'ilah free. The emurim that go on the mizbeach still have me'ilah applied to them. It's only the basar that doesn't, and therefore you changed them and to something which has some me'ilah and some not me'ilah. Tomar b'olah shina tshmal davar shikulo heter, as opposed to an olah that you did l'shem chatat, and chatat ha'of is all me'ilah free. It's all heter. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Braita will now pick up, perhaps, or replicate the argument. The arguments. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. So we have more information. Asham shishchato b'tzafon l'shem shlamim yochiach. So this sounds a little bit like what we had in the Mishnah, except he's moving back to the tzafon. If you did an asham in the proper place, but l'shem shlamim, that'll prove it. Shishinat shmo u'mo'alin bo. Afatatit ma'al Allah shavishishinat shma yimaluba. This goes back to the beginning of the argument, which is, even though you did shinui Hashem, nonetheless, there's still me'ilah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Aloy, Mamarta v'asham shim shinat shmo lo shinat mekomo. After all, the asham, you might have changed the intent, but you didn't change the location in your scenario, Rabbi Eliezer. Tomar bi'olah shishinat shmo v'shinat mekoma, but how here in the olah, you did it below, and l'shem chatat, she changed its place. So Rabbi Lezer has an easy fix for that. Asham shishchato b'darom l'shem shlamim yochiach. Fine. And that's the end of our Mishnah. You did an asham outside of the north, meaning in the south, or another part of the Azara. L'shem shlamim. So now shinat shmo v'shinat mikomo mo'alin bo. You both change the intent and also the location. There's still me'ilah. Al tidmal ti alah shavbi shinat shmo v'shinat mikoma mo'alin ba. Same thing with this olah ta'of. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua countered and said, "Lo, im amarta be asham shishinat shmo v'shinat mekomo v'lo shinat masav." After all, an asham is shechted, like a shlamim, like all animals are shechted the same way. Rov shnayim, you have to cut both simanim. Tomar be ola, that's not true about an ola. Why? Shishinat shma v'yet maaseha v'shinat mekoma. You change both the intent, but you also change the action. Now, that can be one of two things. We'll have to see what they are. You have to remember that the olata of has the head separated from the body. Chatata of does not. Olata of, they take the body and smash it up against the wall and squeeze the blood out, called mitsui, as opposed to the chatat, where there's regular hazaah, sprinkling the blood, and then the rest goes out. So which is the action here? We'll have to deal with that. But one way or the other, you not only did it in a different place and different intent, you also did a different procedure as opposed to the asham. That's the Braita. Now, Amar Rava, Rava then comments, V'neimalei, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar then come with a counter? Asham sheshchato b'darom l'shem shlamim b'shinui ba'alim. What if you add in one more component, which is that if you did the asham in the south, l'shem shlamim, and for the wrong person, because Shinat Shmo, Vishinat Mikomo, Vishinat Masav, kind of. It's not really Shinat Masav, but it's the only other thing you can do differently to the animal, which is the Shem Baalim. So Midikalo Kamar Leachi, from the fact that Rabbi Elazar did not counter with that, and that was the end of the disagreement, meaning the end of the sides, Shma Minan, Nachit Rabbi Eliezer, the Tamid Rabbi Yeshua. It proves that Rabbi Eliezer understood where Rabbi Yeshua was coming from and was trying to counter him on his own terms. What's that? The Amar Vada Barava, Omer Haya Rabbi Yeshua, what was Rabbi Yeshua's position? Olat, it's not that Olat Ta'of, Dan Lamata, we somehow say that since you did it, L'shem something that doesn't have Me'ila, there's no Me'ila, and you did it far enough away. It's more than that. Olat Ta'of, Shasa Lamata, Kemaseh Chatat, L'shem Chatat. So both location, intent, and procedure are done. L'chashem chatat, kevan shemalak basiman achad. Once you cut one siman of the two simanim in the bird's neck, nimshechet naseid chatat of. It becomes a chatat of. Oddly enough, you can't volunteer a chatat of, but it becomes a chatat of. And therefore, no meal applies because it's really a chatat now. So ihachi chatat of. Now, by the way, what would follow from there would be that the kohanim could eat it. And we'll see if that's the case. Hihachi chatat of nami shasal malak kemaseh olah mechimalak basiman echad timasher v'tehavi olat of. But if that's the case, if Rabbi Barava is right, Rava says, then it should be the opposite also, which is that if you do the chatat above intending an olah and like the procedure of an olah, the minute you cut one siman, you should call it an olah already, and it should have me'ilah, of course, but it should be properly considered an olah. V'chitei ma'achinam, if you think that's the case, from Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Banoa, kachi atza'a shal Mishnah. Kachi atza'a shal Mishnah means the Mishnah is as the Mishnah is presented. Now, what does that mean? My love, kachi hatza'a v'tulo, doesn't that mean that the Mishnah is what it is and nothing more, which means Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer do not disagree about the inverse case of a chatat done above? No. The opposite, that's not what it means. Meaning, the entire Mishnah follows from there, which means just like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar disagree about an olah done below with intent and procedure of a chatat, so they disagree about a chatat done above with the intent and procedure of an olah, that it will work as an olah. It won't be a chatat shel lishma, it'll be work as an olah. Now, Ravashi Amar, Bishlama Olata of Shasalamata, he comes with a stronger answer, shall we say, that shows why the first read of Rabbi Yochanan is correct, which is that the only case where they disagree is the Ola done below. Bishlama Olata of Shasa Alamata Gamasa Chatat Hashem Chatat, our case, Kaman Dahaksher B'Siman Echad. After all, what makes a Chatat? One Siman, that's all you need. Vahaksher B'Shnei Simanim, but an Ola needs both Simanim, you have to separate the head from the body. The olata of lamata leita, and there is no such thing as an olah below. So kivan de malak bas siman achad. The minute you cut one siman on the chatat, mshechem nasei de chatat off. It's a chatat. It's already done below one siman. Boom, it's a chatat. Anything you do afterwards doesn't matter. Ela chatat off. But think about the opposite. Kivan de amar mar malika b'chol makom k'shera. You could do malika up or down. Malika doesn't matter where you are. So michi malak bas siman achad. Once you did one siman of on a chatat above. Ifsala. Kihadar Malik Bi'irach Siman, when you cut the second Siman, Hechem Yimshachava Havi Olata Of. It can't now become an Olata Of. It's just dead meat. It's Pasul already. You can't revivify it. Alright, so that's his answer about why the machloka would not go in both directions, meaning the disagreement would not apply to the inverse case. Now, Gufa, Amar Vada Barava, Omer Haya Rabbi Yeshua, Olata Of Sha'asala Mata Kemase Chatat L'Shem Chatat. Alright, so this is Rav Vada Barava's take. Kevan Shemalak Basiman Echad Nimshech Vnaseit Chatata Of. It becomes a Chatata Of once you've done one Siman. Alright, Toshma, let's test this out. We're going to test it against two Mishnayot in Masechet Kinim. Now, Masechet Kinim, a short Masechet of three Prakim, but a very challenging one, which is at the end of Seder Kodashim, deals with the obligation of, well, typically a Yoledet, to bring a kain, a nest, which is two birds. She brings the two birds to the Mikdash, and either she specifies which is a Chatat, which is an Olah, or the Kohen does. Now, she can bring the individual, the two, and then say, this is the Chatat, this is the Olah. She can say, I've already designated which is which. Or she could say, here's a Kain, you designate. So we're going to see them. The first thing is Chatat Lazuv, Olah Lazuv. Let's say two women, one owed a Chatat, one owed an Olah. So they brought a nest together, and they said, mine's the Chatat, mine's the Olah. So now, remember, the Olah goes above, the Chatat below. So Asashte on the Mala, if the coin did both above, Mechza Kasher, Mechza Pasul. So one's Kasher, one's Pasul, because one of them is an Olah, and she didn't specify which. Shtehen lamata, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. If he did both below, same thing. Achat lamala v'achat lamata, but if he did one above and one below, shtehen psulot, they're both out. Shani omer, chatat kerval lamala, v'olah kerval lamata. We have to suppose the worst scenario, which is he did each thing in the wrong place, and they're both pasul. Now, nihin amita olah kerval lamata, I understand that the olah was brought below, that's the concern, Timshach v'tavei chatat of, according to Ravada Barahava's take on Rabbi Yoshua, which is, of course, the halacha, it should then become a chatat. And if you think about it, if one is done above and one is below, the below one should at least work as a chatat, even if it was the wrong one. The answer is, Emet Rabbi Yoshua b'chad gavra. That's only if one person brings them, and then you could say, his olah became his chatat. But betray gavri mi'amrar. But here, she doesn't owe a chatat. So how can her olah become a chatat? That's why that wouldn't work. All right, let's try another one. Toshma, chatat ve'ola ustuma umfereshet. So she brought two women brought six birds together. A chatat and an ola stated, a stuma, which means a cane without designation, and a umfereshet, which means one's a chatat, one's they've already designated which they are. So you got a total six birds, three chatat, three ola. Asakulan lamala, again, same case. If the coin did all of them above, mechza kasher, mechza pasul, so three are good. They owe between them three chataot. Kulan namata, if they did all below, mechza kasher, mechza pasul, and they owe three olot. Chetzial namala, chetzial namata, if he did three above and three below without being careful, enek shira ela stuma. The only one that's kasher is the kain stuma, because that one, the coin had the choice of which to designate as which, so when he put one above and one below, so that one's okay. When we tchalek at benam, and they split it, meaning each one of them still owes two of the others. Ve'ilu mufarashin lo, but the one that's mufarash we say is not. Ve'amai nehinami de'olah kervalamata, but again, the same question. If she brought the olah, if the coin did the olah below, shech v'tehavei chatata of, it should become a chatata of. Ve'chitei mahad lo k'Rabbi Yeshua, and you're going to argue that perhaps that Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yeshua, it follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says that an olah cannot become a chatata of. But umimatzit amartachi. Now we're going to go through this next Mishnah, which is towards the end of Kinim, without explaining it in great detail, because the whole point of this quote is to show you that the Rabbi Yeshua is assumed to be the author of Masechet Kinim. And this is the Anaisha Shamra Harealai Kain Imeleid Zachar. So she accepted a neder of a Kain if she has a boy, which means Yalda Zachar Mviashte Kinim. She has to bring two, one for Achat Ladnidra, Achat Lachovata, one for a neder, and one for her obligation. Now, Tanatan la Kohen, if she gave them all to the Kohen, a Kohen, Sir Klasotan, Shalosh, the Malavachat Lamata. He has to do three above because the two are Olot, the voluntary ones are Olot, you can't volunteer a Chatat. And then one above for the Olot that she's Chayav, and one below for the Chatat she's Chayav. Lo Asaken, El Asashtayin, the Malav, Beit Lamata, if instead he did two above, two below, Velo Nimlach, and in check with her, Tzvichash Tavi Od, Prida Achat, she has to bring one more bird. And bring it above. If on the other hand she said, I'm bringing it from both the Bnei Yonim and the Torim, meaning from the two kinds of birds that can be brought to a different age, Tavishtai, and then she has to bring two more. Persha nidra tzicha lavi od gimel pridin miminachad. If she, in her neder, she explicated, which means she has to bring more, and so therefore she has to bring three. Umishnei minin tavidalad. And if she explicated in her neder, but forgot what she explicated, then she has to bring four. Kav'anidra, if she said, I know that I already set up which is which, shechashavi od chamesh predin lamala minachad, umibet minim tavishesh, it keeps getting bigger. If she gave to the coin, she doesn't know which one is which. The coin doesn't know what he did. Zion predin lenidra, she has to bring six, seven more. Now, Benazir omer shtei chataot. He says she has to bring two chataot besides the seven and the two. I'm Rabbi Shua, and this is the end of it. Zeo shamruk shu chai kolo echad. When the bird is alive, it makes one voice. Shu mate kolo shava. But he dies, suddenly he generates a need to bring seven more birds because we don't know where it went and all of these possible things. The point being, though, that Rabbi Shua gets in the last word, and the notion is that Masechet Kinim was learned in his Beit Midrash and therefore follows him, which means the early Mishnah has to follow Rabbi Yeshua, and it proves to you that Rabbi Yeshua does not extend the rule of an Olah that was done Lamata that becomes a proper Chatat, except when it was brought for one person, and as the scenario played out in the Gemara. Now, Emet Rabbi Yeshua, Lafukimi Demi'ilah, but let's be clear about it. Rabbi Yeshua, his whole point was that, and this is what I asked in the Mishnah, is that when you do an Ola Lamata, it doesn't mean it's a Chatat and you fulfilled the obligation of a Chatat, which is what we were pushing for. It just means the Me'ilah doesn't apply. L'meisak lei l'chova mi'amar. He didn't say that she fulfills her chova with that. That he certainly didn't say. And so therefore, we have defended our position about Rabbi Yeshua, say, Rav Ada Bar Ahava's explanation of Rabbi Yeshua, that when you do an Ola, Lamata, with intent and procedure of a Chatat, it really becomes a Chatat limited. You don't fulfill an obligation of a Chatat. Rather, it just means that Me'ila does not apply as it would not apply to Chatat Ta'of. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, which has a little bit of a Girsa issue we'll discuss at the beginning. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.